That room is just that one room with the kid in it. So.
Why didn't she put the kid in the living room?
I don't know. She was playing like Mario Party or some shit.
Wait, the kid was up?
The kid was up.
And you're doing all this nasty shit with
the
mom?
And I'm telling her.
You're nasty.
I'm telling her.
Wait.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
This nigga doing all the nasty shit while the kid is up. All right, go.
So I'm like, yo, you kid. I don't think you should do this.
Uh-huh.
Like, we can stick to me.
Now you
want to
add that in.
Uh-huh. But she's like super horny for me. And I'm like, oh, fuck, game, I get. I might as well just do it. So she starts taking her pants off. She must butt naked in front of me. Mind you, her kid's up. I'm more concerned for the kid. All that kid got to do is walk in the living room and it's over. So I get naked. And
this thing is crazy.
No. Let me finish, man. I didn't even get to the traumatic.
31, this is the time set. Yo, this thing is crazy. The kid is still up in that room.
Yeah,
Hey, yo. Welcome. Salutations
to you all.
My man, yo, doing some mechanical shit on the phone over there. So.
Yeah, I had.
You know what I mean?
Trust me, it's going to be funny.
No, I know you're working over there. I'm not bothering you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We hot. We are hot. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
we are hot.
We're born hot.
I mean, we are hot. Hot
like fire. You know that song?
Hot like fire? By whom?
By Aaliyah.
Maybe if I hear it.
I like, they had the original, but the remix with Timbaland, he did an amazing job on it.
Check, mic check.
Correct now.
Did you do it right, my friend? Did you do it right? Did you complete a mission? Did you do the mission? Yeah, me and Yo-Yos just shot a little funny clip and then get right back to business on the pod. Listen, the story is true. All right? Like,
I'm trying to get your saddest face.
Whether or not I should be saying these things, you know, that's TBD, because if I offend anybody, my bad. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't offend nobody.
I didn't mean to offend nobody.
You didn't offend.
But I was offended.
No,
and offenders offend. Okay? I was offended. Because when you hear the story, he just pulled my car too. I was smoking on a... Let me break this down. I was smoking on a goddamn stizzy. You know what I mean? And you know a stizzy for breakfast? If you know anything, a stizzy for breakfast is wrapped in keef. It's about this big. It hits right. So I'm super cloud right now. So I'm just sitting there on a park bench outside in the backyard on a cooler. And he just comes up to me with this crazy idea like, hey, yo. So I want to start doing story time with yo-yos. I want to give nigga the yo-yo and have somebody tell me a story. So I was like, yeah, you want to do that? And for some reason, you know what I mean? Like, I guess he already had me in the mood. Like, I just thought about one of the most traumatic, without getting too crazy, situations I've ever thought about. And it's not my fault that the story itself is crazy. It's not my fault, because the story is what the story is, man. Have you ever had a traumatic situation when you were in bed with somebody? Hey, yo, welcome everybody. Sunday, welcome to What's Up Everybody podcast. We didn't even introduce
it.
What
are you doing? Because I'm He's here. Making magic. So what's up, everybody? This is
there
your boy,
go.
Richard Picasso.
There you go.
And this is G out of character.
Hey, yo.
So it may seem like we're a little late because I'm putting up some hilarious stuff right now. And I just accepted the invite, collab, so this is going to be hilarious for everybody. And for the parties involved, which is
this gentleman. Yo, right but here. I suggest you see what just happened. Right. I just set the bar.
What do you
suggest when Yo-Yo comes to you with his yo-yos and ask you guys for a story, I just set the bar. So now the ball's in y'all court what to do next with y'all stories. Make sure your stories come correctly.
Should, you know, I probably should do more stories that are like that. Like, because, you know, because I hate, like, online when you see, like, people say, like, a story time. It's always something, like, super sad, and then it kind of pulls your heartstrings. It'll be like, oh, my mother. Like,
yeah, now, nah, we don't want to. No offense. Like, God bless you. I hope everything goes well. But I don't want to see that shit on my social media feed. I don't want to see sad shit on my social media feed. I don't want to see shit that, you know, my sister passed from cancer. I am a, you know, cancer, the shit sucks. You know, either which way, when somebody's sick. I get it. Go do your GoFundMes. Just keep it out of my algorithm.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? No offense. Respectfully.
Like, you know, we all have our own little trials and tribulations that we all go through, and some we will never tell nobody, no matter how much we love them. But, you know.
No, but that's the trick to life. The trick to life is what I've tried to formulate. Like, yeah, yo, traumatic things happen to everybody. There's not one human being that can say something traumatic didn't happen to him, because that's in the eye of the beholder too. You know, you may not take it as dramatic once it's done to you so many times, or you might not even take it as, you know, certain people don't even realize they've been victimized.
Nope.
Some people don't even.
They think it's normal.
Yeah, you know, they don't even realize it. So it's like, we all have our hardships and trials and tribulations, but to be able to laugh through them, to find some comedy in them, I think that's the trick. Because if not, the other side is it eating you up. Feel me? So if you can find some humor in the trauma that you've went through and be able to, like, speak about it. My whole life is a fucking meme.
Like, it is.
My whole life is a fucking meme. As long as you know me and the stories that I, even the shit that you've seen, right? Like, my whole life is a meme. Every time I sit down and talk to people about things, they all be like.
But it's because of you now. Like, even with this creation, you're giving me ideas to do, like, yo-yo story times. Like, somebody holds a yo-yo and they just tell me a funny story. Like, I think it will actually kind of be different than always having something sad or, like, something that's, like, happy. Like, something funny. Like, I want to make people laugh and want to be people enjoy. Like, the best form of feeling good is, for me, is laughter. Like, like, you can laugh when you're angry. You can laugh when you're sad. You can laugh at any moment. It's hard to be, I don't know if there's ever an emotion where you're happy and sad at the same time. You could be.
It's either or. You know, like, I mean, that's what humor is, though. Humor is a place where, yeah, yo, you're making. When somebody can make fun of some shit that they went through, like when, come on, when comedians make fun of being molested, that's a fine line you fucking walk there, buddy. Because somebody in the crowd really was molested, yep, and it ain't no fucking joke to them.
And I've seen some jokesters.
But, like, but if you do that right, that person sitting in the crowd is like, that is pretty fucking funny. Like, you know, it's all about that fine line you walk with life. And also, it's about a sensitivity thing. You know, people should be able to speak their truth without hurting other people's feelings.
That's true.
That's not always the case, though. True. Especially now. Now, everybody got a voice. Social media gave everybody a voice. Yep. You say something that is personal to you, but you're putting it out to the world, your opinion could just get completely demolished because of what you think, you know? And instead of, like, people just accepting it, you know, just if somebody views something a certain way, it is what the fuck it is. You're not going to change the perspective.
Your opinion's your opinion.
Your opinion is your opinion, bro.
Like, that's why I hate, like, with some people when it comes to.
When you want to change your opinion, you could change it.
Yeah, you have every right to change it.
That's up to you.
Yeah.
But until then,
that's my opinion.
Your opinion.
Like, you know, people are like, oh, that's not right. Like, why'd you come up with that opinion? I'm like, it's my opinion. That's why I said it. Like, why are you trying to change my opinion? If it's like an opinion that, like, some wild shit, like, especially like people who believe the earth is flat, like, I'm like, come on.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Looking at that moon last night.
What happened with the moon?
We're on the February moon is called
you just remind me. Happy birthday to How Hard.
A waxing moon. Yeah, some shit like that. This last night was like a super moon. If you looked at the moon last night, it was...
A waning gibbets?
There you go. No, a waning gibbets. That's what it was last night. The moon was huge. It was out till this morning, supposedly, or some shit like that.
Oh, waning gibbets and a waxing gibbets. Those are like almost the same.
See, but if you looked at the moon last night, you wouldn't think... I could get how people see the earth is flat. I'm not agreeing with you. I'm saying I could get why you can think that. Because part of me be feeling like this shit ain't real sometimes. I look at that moon, my nigga, and I'm like, shit ain't real. I look at it, I'm like, that shit ain't real, B. Like, sometimes this shit does feel binary, like ones and zeros like on a computer.
Manufactured?
I don't know. Something just...
Who invented the moon?
Something's...
Galileo.
If you don't, you know, back in the days, think about it. They had no buildings. They communicated with stars and all this bullshit, right? They looked up at the sky and they saw things in the sky. They had the ability to build buildings that aligned with astrological systems in space that are a million miles away. The pyramids are lined up with Orion's belt. How do you do that? When I think about shit like that, it really does make me feel like this is a world of that we live in a world that's made simple for us, but there's a fourth dimension, so to speak. You ever seen the movie Interstellar?
Yeah.
You see how they depicted it, the four-dimensional world, what it would look like?
Yep.
Where it's like books on the shelves or layers, and you're allowed to, you know, maybe not allowed to go into it and manipulate it, but there's certain ways that was influenced. Mm-hmm.
The most when it comes to like those type of like space theories, I believe in parallel universes.
Okay.
I believe there's a you and me, like
doppelganger shit.
Yeah, like some, you know, like Rick and Morty when there's like different like millions and billions versions of you in different cracks in time, and we're like planet Earth C-137. Like there's like an alien version or a lizard version of you that's talking right now.
No. I could concur on that thought. I could concur on that thought that there's you. Like I said, when I see our you know, Chichen Itza, when I see Machu Picchu, yo, part of me be feeling like them buildings are a lot older than we understand. Part of me be feeling like they ain't even from here. You know, like
that's what they say about pyramids.
As weird as it is, I be feeling like half that shit ain't even from here. Like it's from like a different time, you know. But we can't. It's easy to speculate on these things. You know why? Because think about people that see things on repeat, like the glitch when you see like a cat twice, or you see something happens, or you know. Think about even the way your dreams are manufactured. Sometimes you be having these lucid dreams where you're able to fucking run around and fly and fucking move, have powers.
Yeah, with lucid. Yeah, when you're lucid dreaming, you're aware that you're dreaming and you just control it how you want.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's times in life where you're like, this is a lot of power right here. What if you could stay in that dream world? What if you could stay in that place? What if you could, you know, what if you literally don't have to get up? Look at the ayahuasca trips or DMT trips. Look at the world that these people in dimension, see the same things.
I think that's what they're trying to do with people after they like die or they know they're going to die. They put like their brain like attached to a machine where they're like in a dream forever. Like for like the rest of their lives. So it's like life after death, quote unquote, but like you're in a dream sense. Like your brain is like physically attached to like some type of machine.
You don't think that when you're already in a coma, you're dreaming though?
But it's like you're dead. This is like same after thing. You die. But coma, you're not dead. You can be alive in a coma. I guess so.
No, but I'm saying like...
There's people that wake up from comas.
Like, no. But I'm saying like... it's just a dream world though. You're saying like they'll put a helmet on you to keep you there and never wake you up. So essentially they're putting you in a coma until you die.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's like when do you die?
But that's the thing, though. That's fucked up because like, it's like, what if you don't? They gotta have to kill you, though.
And then, like, what's after you
What do you
die?
Think about that? Do you think about people should be allowed to kill themselves clinically? Should be able to walk into a fucking doctor's office and be like, yo, I don't want to be here no more.
Oh, they call it a supportive suicide.
I believe in that.
I believe in that, too.
I believe in that. I believe if you
don't want to. But I believe in it.
And I'm not
condoning. I'm not condoning.
It's all right. It's my barber.
Oh. Like, I'm not condoning, like, anybody go do that if you're going through some stuff right now. That's, like, I feel like that It has to be in a very, very extreme circumstance for you to like want to off yourself, because it shouldn't be like accessible. One, it shouldn't be accessible to everybody. That's like, hey, I feel like killing myself today. Let me go call up supportive suicide. Okay, I'm gonna get somebody to help me kill myself.
Nah, look, I'm gonna sound real fucked up, but it's fucked up. There's a lot of us. There's a lot of motherfucking human beings in this world, and there's a lot of human beings in this world that, you know, I understand there might be light at the end of the rainbow, so you might have to live 25, 30 years, 40 years of your life in hell. You know, look at the niggas that could do 30 in jail, come out and become rich, millionaires, billionaires, very successful, right? Like, look at the people that, there's success stories. If you live your life long enough and you try hard enough, there's a chance that you might get pulled through whatever you're going through. You feel me? Like, you don't have to suffer for forever. Now, there's people that are 15, 16, 17, 18, yo, whatever age. Yo, they don't. If you don't want to be here no more, if you're tired of that, fuck them. And as I said, I'm going to sound real crazy, but I'm thinking about the guy. I'm thinking about that person that, you know, lost his mom, lost his dad. You know what I mean? Fuck this. I'm like, fuck, I don't even want to deal with it no more. Like, I'm thinking like the guy's like, I don't even want to deal with this shit no more. Go to work fucking every day. I'm fucking supervisor. I'm be a assistant supervisor tomorrow. What am I buying? Like, what if... There's people in this world that nothing moves them. That nothing fucking moves them. They're just here. How many people do we see in this world that are just fucking here?
I mean, we're all here.
And I'm not, no, but they don't even want to be here, though. They don't even, they just living the life because the life was given to them to live. And it's a God-blessing thing. So you're going to live it. Feel me? Mm-hmm. But there's an option, bro. Yo, if you don't want to be here, yo, and I'm not saying walk into a clinic and never walk out. What I'm saying is walk into a clinic and the first thing they offer you is help. All right, what's up? What's wrong? XYZ. See if therapy can help. See if therapy can help. And if therapy don't help after a week, 2 weeks, feel me? And I think it's also look at the people that try to kill themselves and can't do it. Like, they get mad far. They cut themselves. Mm-hmm. They do, you know, like
on the edge.
Yo, they walk on the edge of death, and that shit sucks to treat yourself like that. Every day, suffering, and now the people around you, they're seeing you suffering. And so you're sitting there living like that. If you really don't want to fucking be here, my nigga, if it's really that rough, give the help. See if you can offer the help. If the help don't fucking help you, and you're still like, yo, I can't fucking do this shit, just... If you really feel that way, sign that fucking waiver and go sit in the fucking tunnel. You get fucking offed and fucking tubed out somewhere. You know what I mean? Give whoever you love your ashes, your remains, however you want to plan it. They can have people help plan your death. They can have people there that help you not to kill yourself. And then ultimately, they can have it where if you don't want to be here, instead of hurting yourself, instead of living like that, instead of feeling like that, here you go. I think it'll siphon out the weak people as well. As weird as that, I know. This is all fucked up. But it'll siphon out the weak people. It'll take out the people that are just sheep in this life. And I don't think you need sheep in the jungle. Like I don't think you need people that need to be preyed upon. It's fucked up when I see people that are preyed upon because they're weaker. They're mentally not strong. They're physically not strong. They just can't come up from under their. It's fucked up when you see that shit, yo. Like, when a person can... And I be feeling bad when I see that. So it's like, again, what's the ladder? You know? Weed these people out. Yo, this is going to sound sick. Because I lost my sister to cancer. But yo, if I was dying of a sickness, an illness that was terminally, and it was going to go... If it was going to take me anyway, if I'm going to be taken anyway, and I had the option to put my family through them watching me suffer or me suffering just to get over this, nigga, what? I'm signing that waiver, bro.
Some people wait till just the very last
moment. I'm going to tell you something. And I'll put this live. Yo, if I ever fall into like a coma or anything, some shit like that, I'm told I'm going to be a vegetable or anything like that. Yo, take it. Take it. I don't want to be here for that. I don't want to live a life like that. I don't. And not to say anybody that lives a life like that doesn't mean anything. Everybody means something. I'm saying I don't. My opinion. This is me. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like a vegetable, like a sick person. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live. And I don't want to live on the edge neither, hating life. There's a lot of people that live on the edge because it's like, that's not really loving life. If you love life, you wouldn't live so close on the edge. You know, this is one. You
get
people
one. Who do bungee jumping or parachuting without parachutes.
Those are people ready to die. Those are people that are in their mind, they've made it up. In their mind, they've made it up. If this goes wrong, I am dead. They know that. You sign waivers. You know that. You're literally making that decision. If I die, look at the niggas that climb buildings. And that's my point from Wolves and Sheep. Look how that person lives. He's willing to die. He's willing. Yo, the person that don't want to live this life, he's willing to die. Wolves and sheep, you separate them though. One's willing to challenge that logic. I'm willing to die. I'm going to push it to the edge till I do.
Do you think there's like a breakthrough in the moment they feel like they're going to die? Would it be like, oh, wait. No.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. I think that must be the scariest feeling in the world. I'm talking hella shit. Yeah. I'm talking hella shit, but it must be the scariest feeling in the world, my nigga, when you know you're going to die.
Because like, you don't know what happens after you. You don't know what's there after you die. There's like those people that jump off like the Golden Gate Bridge and then they live.
Yo, that shit must suck to hit that fucking that water. It's like hitting concrete, they say.
Yeah, it's like falling off a building. Like, just because it's water doesn't mean it's going to soften the blow. It's still going to hurt you. There was people that, like, they interviewed some people from the Golden Gate Bridge that fell off. And they're like, yo, as soon as I got off, like, I started flying down, I regretted it.
Oh, nah, yo, I'm not.
I was like, what the fuck did I do this for?
Look, I want to skydive.
Me too.
I don't want to go on, but I've been feeling weary about roller coasters. Because things have been happening lately. But things been happening lately.
Those happen at Ride Playland.
These niggas, these roller coasters ain't, you know.
They still got a wooden roller coaster in that bitch.
But it's weird that I'd rather jump out of a plane than ride a roller coaster. Yo,
matter of fact, quick story. When I was with my ex, we're at Six Flags.
Okay.
She wanted to go on every single ride in that bitch. And I was already done after like the first two.
Why are you over it? Why you get over it?
Because the first ride was, we went, you know, the first ride you get on Six Flags is usually the Batman ride.
Okay.
Batman ride, cool. So then there was this other ride we were supposed to go on, and this is like when peak fucking those lantern flies will all go over the goddamn place. There was this ride like a wheel that was like this. Like, it was like some Wonder Woman shit, and we ended up not going on that ride because they kept malfunctioning.
Okay.
Two different times when we were on the line. I was like, fuck that. Then we went on this. Then she wanted to go on the Nitro. Nitro, I was on that ride many years ago. My brain did not handle that much G-force going down that. Because it's like the biggest ride there is the Nitro. She ended up going by herself, and I sat like a bitch by myself.
He said my brain couldn't handle that much G-force. No. What does that mean?
You know about G-force?
No, but I'm saying, like what did you feel?
Like, you ever feel like, so, like, it felt like my face was ripping off.
My hands are getting sweaty from fucking thinking about it.
Like, it felt like my face was ripping off my body going so fast. Like, I felt like if I had a triple chin, it became one single chin going up.
He was dying. He was dead the whole time.
My girl went on there, no problem.
Yo, I went on Nitro, and the worst thing for me is always going up. Every roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. Because that's just, it goes slow.
But it really messes me up. And it messes me up so badly. And I have to talk through it. I got to talk to everybody on that motherfucking shit. I'm over here like, yo.
I text people I love them before I go on.
Nah, that shit's rough. And then I'm, you know, you got to make sure everything's tucked. Yo, I'm getting sweaty thinking about it. And then with the Nitro, it's one little latch thing.
Yeah, and so it's right here. It's not like over your body. It's right here. So you don't fly out of the seat. That's what makes it even more scary. Because it's not, you could go like this. Whee!
Yo, bro. You go up, and then it's chick-a-chick, and then you see they're not stupid. They got the little signs that say how many feet you are up. Yep, and I think it's like 240 or 220.
So you're like 200 feet in the air, and they do it slow. Like, and then they're like right here.
Yo, that first drop on Nitro.
And they hold it.
That first drop on Nitro.
And then you're like, oh, fucking, it's like,
oh, my God. Yo, that first drop. And then, you know, how roller coaster is designed. It's not like up and over. It's up in and out.
Yeah, because it goes pretty much in a 90-degree angle going down.
Yeah.
And then it goes.
Yeah.
And then you're going, whoa, and when you spins coming, and shit.
When you coming back up, that first hump on the nitro, you really feel like you out. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm dying. I get so nervous. I've seen fucking Final Destination too many times with the roller coaster scene.
So the point I was really getting is the ride they have on their Del Toro.
Okay, the wood one.
It's a wood one. I hate that. That was the only ride she didn't up. I told her, let's go on the Del Toro. She's like, no, I'm not going on
that shit. That shit ready to fall apart. That shit's held up by wood. Because
she was looking up like news stuff of people who like hurt their backs going down the ride and shit.
Yeah, my back hurt right now thinking about it.
Because it's not like a roller coaster that has like loops and shit. It's just straight. You're going,
but it's wooden.
It's wooden.
It's rough. So it's really very rough ride.
So you're going like this most of the time because there's no loops. There's like a hard spin, but that's about it.
It's the way the foundation is set on the, you know. That's why that whole ride makes me nervous, it being wooden. Like
Superman scares me more because your legs is dangling.
I like Superman because I got a strap and Superman's short.
Yeah, it's strap, but you're
short. I like,
and then you're,
I like,
and then
the
you're
Batman.
Like this. Then you're flat.
I'm a Batman fan too.
You're
the flat, Batman,
so you're like
one.
This.
The, you know which one I don't like?
Right.
I really don't like King the Ka.
King the Ka's a quick ride.
I really didn't like that shooting up shit.
No, because one, they don't tell you.
Remember the free fall?
The free fall.
Remember the free fall? They used to have the free fall in Six Flags where you go up and then you go out and you just drop straight down. Took that shit out back. Yeah, they took that shit out. That's old.
I guess a lot of people didn't fuck with that.
God bless the dead. My grandfather used to take me to Six Flags at least two times a fucking summer. Three times a summer when I was younger, y'all. Used to go to Manhattan, take that bus to Jersey to Six Flags, chill all day there till like 6, 7 o'clock, and then fucking jump on and come home. And he would get on, yo, God bless his man. This nigga, like, we used to be, I guess he was around like 50 or 60. He used to get on every fucking ride with me. He would take me on every, he would get on every ride, his old man.
And that's before all like the crazy rides later on as the years went on. Oh my God. Like, just thinking, the last ride we went on was King of Ka, and they were just closing up because they were telling people to get out the park, and they was like, oh, two more rides left for King of Ka. And we were just right there. We were in the back.
There's something majestic about Six Flags when it rains, though. Have you ever been there on a not like full blown rain, but it's
full blown rain?
No, not full blown rain, like drizzling, and then like I was there, and I went on Batman about five times.
Damn, that's a lot of Batman.
Because it was raining, it was raining, and it was a Wednesday, so it wasn't crowded to begin with. But since it started raining, a lot of rides weren't available. A lot of people didn't want to get on the rides, but the rides still run in the rain. If you're there in Six Flags, the rides are still running. But when it's hard rain, they're still running, just empty. They don't let people on. The rides run all day. So when it was light rain, Batman with light rain is so sexy. I swear, Batman with light rain, and you just on the ride getting wet, moving through the curve. I was like, yo, it's just something so sexy about it.
Turned you on?
Yeah, nah, I love that shit. Like, it really, I don't know, I don't have a lot of fun waiting in line, and then on a hot, let's say it's hot, you know what I mean? The last nigga that got off the seat just farted or shat himself. You're sitting in his nasty-ass seat now. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's just, there's something better about it being empty. You know, you got the machinery running in the rain. I love that shit. Like, even riding bike in the rain. I used to have an electric bike, and I used to go everywhere, like Astoria. I used to take 4 or 5 hour bike rides by myself on this electric bike. It did like 25, 30 miles an hour. So I used to go everywhere. Bonk, bonk, bonk. It was a mountain bike, so it was comfortable. And yeah, yo, riding in the rain, B, I would sit there fucking tucking shit. You just got to tuck and just fucking get aerodynamic on them.
It's hard to open your eyes on those rides for me. I open a little bit.
You don't open your eyes?
I open my eyes, but when my eyes are like really open, that's when my head starts getting real dizzy.
Oh, no, I laugh.
Like, I see everything.
I laugh the whole ride because I'm terrified. I do, though. I laugh the whole ride because I'm terrified. Every picture.
You laugh out of fear?
Every picture you see me. Because I'm terrified.
That's the normal face.
Yeah, fuck you. I was asking you before, though, do you have a dramatic story that happened to you in bed with somebody? You didn't answer.
Trying to think. Going through the... Oh, yeah. Well, for me, it wasn't really dramatic. It was more traumatic for the little kid.
Whoa. You're going to get us canceled, nigga.
I think I said this story before. So,
yeah.
Story time with Richard Picasso.
He said, yo, he said it wasn't me. It was a little kid. Whoa.
shout out to the girl that was involved. Because she's dope. Because I was expect the long story short, I did a photo shoot like about a week prior to meeting her. And it was like her friend, and she DM'd me and like, "Oh, you look so good. You're sexy." I'm like, "Thank you." And then we were just like in DMs talking, blah blah blah. And I was like, I just said, "Fuck it. Let me just see if I can ask her out." So I ask her out, and she's like, "Meet me in my house around." First, it was like 6 o'clock, 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And it was early. She's like, "Oh, I'm not ready. I'm making sure my kid's straight." Blah blah blah. Long story short, I didn't end up meeting her till like 10:30 at night.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, me being the nice, oblivious gentleman I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, opens the door. You know, she's looking good. She's wearing, like, a black tank top, like, sweatpants. She's dressed like she was just at home.
So you in the crib, go.
Don't think we're going to go out, like, somewhere at night. Like,
nah, she wanted you in the crib.
Yeah, she wanted me in the crib.
She wanted the D.
Let me get to that. So, her daughter is in the next room over, and we're like in the kitchen / living room area.
Okay.
And I'm just, you know, chilling, whatever. And then we end up, you know, smoking a blunt, chilling on the floor. And then slowly it led to us, like, you know, making out.
Okay, go.
And I'm just there making out.
She Wait, you didn't go to the bedroom with her?
No, there was no bedroom. It was just that one room with the kid in it. So,
why did she put the kid in the living room?
I don't know. She was playing like Mario Party or some shit. So.
Wait, the kid was up?
The kid was up.
And you're doing all this nasty shit with
the
mom?
And I'm telling her.
You're nasty.
I'm telling her.
Wait.
Look. You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
This nigga doing all the nasty shit while the kid is up. All right, go.
So I'm like, yo, your kid up. I don't think you should do this. Like, uh-huh. We can stick to me.
Now you
want to
add that in.
Uh-huh. But she's like, super horny for me, and I'm like, oh, fuck, game, I get I'm also just do it. So she starts taking her pants off. She's pretty much butt naked in front of me. Mind you, her kid's up. I'm more concerned for the kid. If he, the kid, all that kid gotta do is walk in the living room, and it's over. So I get naked, and
yeah,
she starts.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yo, this nigga's crazy.
No,
yes.
Let me finish, man. I didn't even get to the traumatic.
31, this is the time set. Yo, this nigga's crazy. The kid is still up in that room.
Yeah, I hear the kid. And
you still get naked?
I didn't even get to the other, like, before all that, the kid's already coming in and out of the living room to the room, like, at least twice already.
You're crazy.
So.
She don't care, though.
She don't care.
Mom don't care.
Mom don't give a fuck.
She want to get fucked.
So. I lay on the floor. She got her, like, you know, store tank top on. You know, put the car on the bus. She's riding me. And as she's riding me, I already hear from, like, far, someone going like this. Like, I'm like, oh, the fucking kid's coming. So I did the fucking.
Yo, this thing is crazy.
I did, like, a Hadouken to her stomach to get her off me dumb fast.
And
well, pretty much.
That nigga tapped BBA.
Yep. Left, down, right, up. And the kid at that moment comes to the room. I was quick enough to at least put, I did like the speed run of putting my pants on at that moment. And the girl's like, oh, wow. She's like yelling at her daughter and shit. Like, why the fuck you go in your room? Nah. And the kid's like, starts crying.
Yo, so my, like, yo, she wanted the deed so badly. She didn't even care. Yo, how far in were you? How far?
No, at that point, like, I was already like.
Okay, no. How long were you having sex for?
About a good minute and a half.
Yo, she was pissed. She was just getting started.
No, she was coming as the kid was coming.
Yeah, both went, ah!
No, because she starts, like, going, ah! And I'm like, she's about to scream. I went, mm-hmm. She's like, in my hand.
He said, I hurt.
Yep. And then at that moment, I'm like, oh, fuck.
So she caught you?
No.
Don't lie. You know
no, she... No. I mean, the kid was like real nigga, young. Kid had been no more.
Wait, so you had your pants on with a condom on?
I had my pants like down here and the condom on top just so I could quickly.
So you were able on. To get her off, get your pants on, button them before that kid got into the room?
Yes. All within a... a 2 second time frame.
I don't believe you.
I mean, she probably saw my dick, but yeah. Like I said, hey, my kid. I ain't traumatizing my kid.
Yo, that mom is a nut. That mom is a nut. She's a freak. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Freaky, my kid is awake playing Mario Kart. I want to get smashed.
And then, like, I'm like, even afterwards, after, like, we got caught and the kid's in the room and stuff, she tried to do it again. And I'm like, at that point, I was just meant, like, nah, I can't be traumatizing. I was traumatized this kid already because eventually we're going to get caught in a different position. But she kept going, you know, tuck your shorts, show her your titties and shit. And I'm like, nah, we can't do this.
Yo,
I was there till 6:30 in the morning from 10:30 at night.
Listen, some parents got no shame. And you know what? Just
I mean, if you ever watch this, to you know who you are.
Nah, come on. It's all right.
This is like 3.5 years ago, so this is a long time ago.
That's not that long ago.
It was long ago for me. It was during like peak COVID tides. This is before I got COVID. This is like 4 months before I got COVID.
I'm dying. That's not that long ago.
And I appreciate it for that.
My stories are old. Like, all my stories are pretty, pretty, pretty dated. Like,
I mean, I'm not a human... fuck machine like you.
No,
like,
trust me, I ain't no fuck machine. Like, my back hurt.
But yeah, your back hurts from fucking too much.
Nah, I wish.
You don't fuck one time and your back hurts forever.
Nah, yeah, probably. Nah. I'm a seasoned sexer.
You're a triple
digit. I'm a seasoned sexer.
Are you a triple digit?
Triple digit what? Slept with 100 women? Hell no.
There was one. There's a guy we both know that hit triple digits.
Bro, there's a... Bro, all
that's
I think
too much sex.
And you know what's crazy? I don't know if my friends be lying, because I don't. That's weird to even ask a. You know what I mean? Yo, how many niggas? But it brought up in conversation. Yo, I've heard some dynamic numbers, bro. I've heard some like I got niggas in the thousands. And I'm like, how? He's like, I don't know, bitch every other day for the past 5 years. I'm like, how do you land a bitch every other day?
You're mad ugly.
No, you alive. Like, yo, you don't got AIDS, right. Cancer, chlamydia. This never goes wrong for you, nigga. Like, yo,
there's people in this world that can fuck like 4 to 8 people a day and be fucking another 4 to 8 people the next day.
Nah, I saw Kazumi. Kazumi,
shout out to Kazumi.
She was crazy. Shout out to Kazumi. But her story crazy. She was like, yeah, it was like probably like 50, 60 guys.
I can believe that. Look at her.
Fucking 50, 60 dicks all up in you. And hey, look.
But how do you, like, do that transition when it's like, okay, I just want to be with one guy and start a life?
Well, you know, the
I've been wondering that for porn stars sometimes. Some porn stars make it work.
The past is the past, though. The present is
like,
the present,
I think,
though.
Brandi Love, she's married to a guy before she even got into porn. She got into porn late in the game, like, in her 30s.
But, like I said, well, I don't know. To each
his
own.
She's married 16, 17 years.
Her man's a cuck, then. He don't mind his girl getting fucked by, like, Adam. He don't mind. They don't mind their girls getting fucked by niggas.
I don't think she ever fucked Adam. I mean, everybody pulls you at this point look like they fucked Adam, but.
Well, he pays for the pussy. Let's not get this twisted.
He got the podcast with the porn, so it works.
But let's not get it twisted, though. He paid for the pussy, though. Like, he's still, regardless.
I'm pretty sure it ain't cheap.
What are you talking about? That shit ain't cheap at all. They charge it. He's probably paying like 10 racks.
At least 10 racks.
I think you can see at least 10 racks.
Yeah, because they get the exposure. Even,
and when you look at the porn stars he has, not all of them.
They're not like celebrity ones. Like
some of them are.
Like it'll be like, out of 10, it'll be like 2 that are well known.
Yeah, nah, well, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
whatever.
It's fine. Guys, looking just, wherever the fuck.
It's just, see, that's the thing now that you got to be aware of, though. Like, say you a nigga that don't mind dating a chick that, that had an OnlyFans or was a porn star, whatever the case may be, right? And now she's gonna be with you. You got to hit behind Adam on camera. You know what I mean? It's bad enough she was already doing it, and man, niggas been admitting it. Now you got to hit behind a real, real famous one. Cause that's the difference that separates him as a porn star from all the other porn stars. Like, I know some dudes in porn, but it's not like I'll be running to their podcast to watch it. You know what I mean? It's not like, and it's not like their name gets brought up. Adam 22's name is in so many different atmospheres.
Yeah, he has his hand in a lot of pots, which is good. He has the hip hop thing, then he has like the skateboard thing and the biker thing.
I like him in Whack 100 Day. I think Whack 100 Day.
Whack 100 is a savage.
He's a savage.
He brings up a lot. He'll find some shit on you from like first grade.
He pays for that though. He pays people to do that. He's a good businessman, you know, like as far as.
But you think he finds some fucking shit on you?
Me?
You think he can? I don't think he'd find that on me because I never been.
Oh, yeah, nah. Like, yo, bro, I tell you, the worst thing that ever happened to me.
I've been with.
The worst thing that ever happened to me or that could ever be like said about me or anything like that is just fucking dick pics. I haven't done anything outlandish, crazy.
Snitches on your mans.
I haven't done nothing. You can't, like, I don't know. And anything I have done, what can I do? You know what I mean? Like, what can I do? If like I said, people have perspectives on how they view things. So however somebody views something towards me, then that's how they can choose to address it or not address it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to be able to... See, Whack 100 finding things on people, he does that shit for a business sense, not to make a fool of you, just because you already made a fool of yourself. So he's going to pay for whatever thing he got to pay for and then make sure he has it so he can wage against you as for a business deal. It's not to be a menace. It's not because he don't like you. This is what the truth is. And I have the proof right here. So if you don't want this to come out, whatever this truth is, you're going to have to pay for it, buddy. Nigga's just a gangster. He's just a gangster. He can't. That's why Adam ran to him like a little puppy dog. He loves that relationship.
Because he'll probably...
loves that relationship.
You think he'll find something on Adam that's crazy?
You can't find anything.
He probably already has it.
What can you have on Adam? Adam's been out there he's been a radio personality for a while. Like, you know, when you look back on his content, he's been there for a little while. It's just the blow up, him deciding to do porn, and the No Jumper, just whole blow up was good.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm not saying it's not good, but that's why Wack is there. Wack is to relieve. You know what I mean? What just happened to them? Because once all the culture left Adam 22's platform and how he handled that situation.
He went to Fig Mutiny.
How he handled the situation, then all that shit looked bad on his part. But now you go to someone like Wack, you look legit, and everybody's like, all right, but he's... Wack said he's good.
Yeah, but I don't know, because it's like, for me, like, looking at Adam, like, can you say he's like something that's... needed in hip hop culture? It's something that we need for hip hop. Like, when people.
Do I think he's something that we need?
Yeah.
For hip hop culture? Yeah, man. You need your. You know, that's what hip hop is. It's weird because I hear people talk and they're like, he's not allowed in hip hop. Some people talk about Eminem and shit. Like, Lord Jamar and Eminem, right? Like,
that's just a comment on that video.
When people say.
Lord Jamar, I don't know, Brand Nubian.
I hate people that feel like you're a gatekeeper in hip hop like that. But what hip hop is you're allowed to be in because it's gonna sound fucked up. When you're in the hip hop world, you're allowed to be more judged. Cause we feel like, all right, you want to be in our culture? We're gonna make fun of you, but we're gonna fuck with you.
But it's like you don't see that for like pop stars or country stars or
that's
rock
not
stars.
Hip-hop. With hip-hop, we're gonna make fun of you.
Why is there only like gatekeeping for us?
Look at Troy Ave, right? Look at the whole Troy Ave situation, the snitching.
He's going to jail.
Look how many people look at Tekashi with the snitching. Look at all these things, right? And then you still be able to live a life in hip-hop. You still can be cultured in hip-hop because we allow that. We allow you to You broke, let's say, the street commandments or the commandments, right, of being in this culture. You know, like, let's keep it real. You do the crime, you got to do the time and shit, you know. But you come in here, you make a mockery, you do whatever you do. You're still allowed here. As long as you make some, look at Gunna. As long as you make good music.
Fuck you mean?
As long as you make good music, and that's what the culture, we all about the music when it comes down to it. The clothes and all that shit, when it comes down to it, if you can make good fucking music, look at Benny. Benny making that album was dope. Look, like, if you're making good fucking music, you're going to And Benny's like 30. He's in his late 30s.
Yeah. I mean, even when he's rapping, they were in the early 30s.
It's crazy. He's in his late 30s rapping at a high level. And the nigga said like this, you call me on a... Yo, I know my price is 17 a verse, but you call me on a day and I'm just sitting there. I'll take that 10. That's some real hip-hop shit. I'll take that 10, write you a 16. I like that. That's real rap right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I say about our culture, we let in everything. We let in everything. We let in everyone. Damn near. Now there's fucking, you know, we got different types of communities of people. I'll be watching Love and Hip Hop and that nigga fucking Saucy Santana. It's hard. I'm like, damn, he got a full beard. He got a full fucking beard.
But he got bars.
Not even got bars. Just this is what hip hop, this is our culture.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
It's the only transformative.
Is he a guy or a girl?
He's a guy.
Oh, okay. So he could have a beard.
Yeah.
I thought he was a girl.
No, he just dresses like, you know, girly.
Oh, I thought he was a girl trying to be a guy.
He identifies as gay.
Yeah, I didn't.
He, she.
See, I didn't know that. My bad. See, I didn't know that. So the beard's cool, dude. You know what
I mean? But he got, like, I mean, I've actually heard, like,
that's why Ack got mad.
No, he got because Saucy.
I get it now. He's a guy, though. Yeah, nah.
He's like, if I see him,
I thought he was a girl saying he was going to fuck Ack in the ass. I was like, oh, all right, I got you.
You know, Ack, he tried to use the whole, oh, Jamaican culture don't fuck with gays like that. I grew up a certain type of way. I was like, nigga, you grossly grew up here. What the fuck? In New Jersey.
Well, to be honest with you, you know, a lot of people take the gay, the when you play around with the homosexuality, they don't play around. Look at Ack cried. I got a lot of friends, though, that you don't play with that gay shit around them. You never play that gay shit around.
Even remotely.
Because they will go ahead and tell you some shit.
Gay. What the fuck you bringing that up for?
It's almost like you want to be a dick, you could pry. Be like, nigga, why you get so offended for? But don't.
That makes they'll get more mad. They get more mad. Then they're going to actually fight you.
Then they're going to punch you in your face and shit. Yeah.
Because I'm gay.
Certain people, you can't play with that. You know? And I can understand it. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Everybody just, you're allowed to do whatever the fuck you want, bro. Just not to little kids and shit. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
Leave the women and the kids out of it.
You know what I mean? Unless it's consensual.
Yes.
Like that yo-yo situation that you just heard.
That was very consensual.
Yeah, she's crazy.
That's a little traumatic to me.
She's crazy.
That's why, now, when I, about to do it, I got to make sure nobody...
This nigga got the fucking doors locked, all 7 of them.
There was no doors.
No, I know. That's what makes your story sick.
And then what made it even, I even extended. Like, we ended up all playing Mario Party together.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did after.
And then, while the kid was, in the front.
Try to normalize.
The kid sits in the end of the bed.
Normalize this trauma. Yep. This fucking trauma that just happened.
Like, the kid sitting in the end, and then, behind the bed, do a little quick makeouts before the kid turns
this
around.
This nigga tried to normalize fucking trauma. Yo, I'm fucking...
I didn't try to normalize it. Yeah, I didn't expect to be in it. I said, let's not do this. She said, I don't care.
Yo... That's fucking funny.
Shout out to her, because that was definitely an experience. She ended up moving away. I miss her sometimes.
It's only 3 years, nigga. You stupid.
It was in 2020, right? It was a while back.
Oh, it's 4 years.
About 3.5.
2024.
Because it happened
just say 4. It sounds better. Just start saying 4.
It was 4 years
just
ago.
Just start saying 4, nigga.
Before COVID.
He's counting the months.
Nope. I know. No. I know the exact day it happened.
Yo, you're stupid.
Because I remember a week prior doing the shoot, so it was like, oh, that's the day it happened.
You're stupid.
It was a Saturday. Don't look up any Saturdays from 2020.
Don't look at it. And you'll find it, too.
You'll find it. I didn't tell you the month, but...
What do you think about people that... I've been watching that shit, people that leave treasures and places for people to egg hunt. What do you think about that? What do you think about that shit? Treasure? Like, in random places.
Like an Easter egg?
Yeah, an Easter egg somewhere, and then you go find it. What do you think about those people that go do it? Really bored, really stupid, a little bit of both?
It depends on what they're going to get. Hey, if you do this scavenger hunt thing, you'll get $1,000.
You'll go find $1,000?
I'll find $1,000.
I guess I'll go try to find $1,000. That shit must be hard to find.
It got to be something worth it. It got to be something. It'd be hard as fuck. I tried doing something like that with my ex. It was supposed to, you're supposed to get a grand prize. You all meet at a special location, get a prize. But her fucking lateness ruined everything like it used to, because... The contest was from 11 to 5.
Yeah, you used to always say she was late.
She was always late.
He said I used to call her 45 minutes before.
No, I was already set for the challenge. I was like, oh, I'm going to go get you, and then we're going to go to the city and do this, like, savage joint.
How long you waited?
As soon as I get there, oh, I got to go to Home Depot.
Yeah, look at his face. Look at
this. Because it pisses me off to this day, because it's like... Bitch wanted like this fucking...
He said it's been pissing me off to this day.
Bitch wanted these long-ass things for some renovation in her house.
Stressed.
And then we get there, and it's already like almost fucking, like, almost 2 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
So it's like we already wasted 3 hours doing what the fuck you want to do that was unplanned, that wasn't planned for. And then, like, doing the challenge. We didn't even get to finish it because it closes off at 5. So I was, like, tight, so I couldn't finish the challenge. And then I had a show later on. I had to go back uptown to get Crush.
Yeah, nah, see.
For a Crackhead Barney show.
No, Crackhead Barney's a...
She's hilarious and fucking crazy.
Fucking... See? People... Yo, people being people. When you let people, they can people.
She can people.
Yeah.
Fuck. I love her for that, but I know I can't be around this person for too long because I'm going to end up getting hurt.
Well, that's her... But that you know, that's their chemistry. That's their energy. That's their power.
I love her chemistry. She's shout out to Crackhead Barney. She gave me opportunity. She gave me paid gigs before.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nah,
she's dope.
Certain people be having this aura that's all their own, son. And, like, you got to leave them alone, son. Like, sometimes you got to leave them alone. Like, let them blossom. Let them shine. Let them. And then when you have opportunity to be around them. But, like, come on. You know how hard it must be to have, like, Elon Musk as a friend? You know how hard it is to have Kanye as a friend? You know how hard it is to have these certain people? Like
you got to in and out. With them, when you're around them, there's a certain way you gotta like talk and
not talk.
And not talk with them. But it's like, then how genuine is it if you can't truly be yourself around them?
Well, maybe it's not, no, it's not about only being yourself. Maybe it.
Like, you can't go like, oh, that's stupid, Kanye. What you mean, stupid? I'm a genius.
Well, man, I think maybe you're right, though. Like, you know, how far are you allowed to actually give your opinion about somebody that has... It's hard to do that when the proof is in the pudding, though. Yeah. When them niggas be...
If you, like, gently say, like, I don't know if that's going to work.
Yeah, yeah, that nigga's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's going to work. He's not hearing it.
But it's like, when I'm looking at it like this, I don't think it's going to be...
I understand, but that's why you are you, and that's why you look at it like that. I am me, and I already see and foresee what it's going to be. Trust me. I got this. It's hard. It'd be hard to argue with a dude like that because that's what Kanye's going to be thinking. You know what I mean? Like, but then at the same time, he's been the type of guy, I've heard stories that, like, there was, like, a water boy in the studio and, like, the guy went to go get water for everybody and he gave that guy a piece of publishing on a song because he was taking care of people in the studio that day. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really generous with how he shares his, whatever he makes, pieces of what he makes. Like, the story that he's really, like, that's one thing about, and see, how can you want to go ahead and sit there and, you know, have an opinion with the homie. Sometimes it might not, because his brain's already functioning at this high level. Brain's already functioning at this high level that he already saw. I understand, but this is what... It'd be hard to have friends that are like that, bro. I could imagine that they might not always feel like it's a genuine friendship neither, because there's such in their world. Being a genius must be super hard. Imagine being Steve Hawking, though, being a genius in a fucking in a wheelchair.
You mean, like Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, imagine being a genius in a wheelchair. You know, he used to favor strip clubs, right?
Oh, yeah, he went to Epstein's Island.
Yeah, that nigga used to favor strip clubs and all that shit like that, like... I mean, but what can you do? I'm going to sit in this fucking chair, look crooked, and fucking stare at some ass and titties. I ain't mad at him. Oh, that's hilarious, bro. I heard
that ass fat.
I heard a dude do a stand-up with him. Yo, that's just great. What else you got on the agenda, yo?
I'm trying to look, actually, right now at stuff in our agenda. Wow. So many. I mean, it wasn't like a crazy-ass news cycle this week. Like, a lot of crazy stuff hasn't really been going on. I mean, I'm trying to see right now what's been going on in this world.
Oh, man. Sorry about the silence, y'all.
Well, Timbaland says Vulture 2 is on the way.
Timbaland said Vulture 2 is on. That means him and Kanye?
I guess he's going to do some production. Oh, Mac and Cheese 5 came out from French Montana.
I did hear one new song off of Frenchie's shit. Frenchie, I like Frenchie when he rapping. But then at the same time, he got a good musical ear. Like, it's not really now for me. Since I've been with you. You know what I mean? He got a good musical ear. It's dope that he came from the Bronx,
too.
Oh,
that's on Sway Lee, right? He said he paid like $300K for just to buy that and have it on his album.
Nigga, I believe it.
You got, because it was originally Sway Lee's song.
I believe it. You got to pay for. And then he knew what the song was gonna be because it's a.
But they kept dogging him for that a lot because he. It's like, oh, name a first part they had a song.
Oh, I remember.
That was freaking hilarious.
I ain't worried about none.
Yeah, it's like they fought, and then he was like, nobody could, and then like he made his own list of like songs he has out, and then somebody commented to this, so it only proves French Montana is the only person in those five songs from French Montana.
Oh, that's harsh. That's harsh.
They went in.
That's harsh. Nah, but he got an okay catalog. You know what I'm saying? He's not a high caliber type of rapper because he mixes in. You know, he mixes in the. He wants your body to move too. You know what I mean? He mixes in the sounds with it really well. So he.
Don't he come from South Africa or something?
I think he's Moroccan.
Some type of Moroccan.
And where is he from? And he's from the Bronx. I know that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I know he.
Like I said, it's dope that we got one though. Like, you know, it's dope when you have one, regardless. Like, even Tekashi, you know, it's fucked up. But that nigga's
he was born.
That
in
nigga's
Morocco.
Puerto Rican and Mexican.
He's only 39. He's young.
You heard? That nigga Puerto Rican and Mexican.
Yeah, French Montana. His real name is Karim Karbouk.
Karim Karbouk.
Better known as French Montana, Morocco.
Damn, you just put out his whole government, son. Like,
I mean, it's on Wikipedia, so everybody knows it. It's not like it's a secret.
So it's a secret. Nobody knew about it.
Oh, he had a joint venture deal with Diddy's Bad Boy and Maybach Music Group.
Yo, I could imagine what the fuck he must have seen with Diddy.
Yeah, South Bronx. Yep, South Bronx. South
I could
South
imagine Bronx. What he must have seen with Diddy, though.
Oh, done with Diddy.
I could imagine what he would have seen. What must have seen with Diddy.
I mean, he got to him a little, like, the 2010s. I mean, know how French Montana is?
Nah, he probably avoided it because he's a street nigga. He's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yep. Oh, what you doing, Diddy? All right, I'll talk to you later.
I heard, nigga. I heard, nigga. I'm out of here.
I'm going to Bodega. I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'm going to go for a smoke run.
I find that crazy, too, that the industry... That the world is truly like that. No, the evils in the world, though. Like, you know, how you can get trapped in... You know, you can be at a party and somebody give you a drink with something in it and your night will be ruined for the rest of your life. You really have to move accordingly when you're famous, bro. Like, when you're famous, you really got to pay attention to all your surroundings. You know what I mean? Who's around you. You're like, it's weird. But that's a life I wonder if you ever really prepare for. Because how many people look at Kevin Hart when a security guard fucking backstabbed him? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at these little things. Like, that's supposed to be your man's. Look at Hulk Hogan. You know, when his man's is recording him fucking his man's wife.
You saw a video of Busta Rhymes throwing out that rapper at the club?
Nah.
Some guy named Nizzle Man.
What do you mean he threw him out?
It was... Based on the video, it looks like Busta was pretty much carrying this dude, because he's a rapper too, like out.
They got into an argument? Oh, I got
you. Like some type of altercation happened where Busta was like throwing this dude out the club.
I'm not messing with Busta Rhymes, bro.
I think French Montana's out on release party.
He brolic. I ain't fucking with him, bro.
He's super brolic. And he lost weight and he's getting stronger.
See, but look, you know what's crazy? That's why I find it nuts. Like, do you think he'll get sued for that? You know what I mean? Do you think a nigga will sue him for touching him? Or do street people keep it? You know what I mean? It is what it is. Like, let's say you at a spot, and a nigga with a big-ass wallet grabs you up, hems you up, pow, 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 pow. You know what I mean? And are you suing him? Or are you retaliating? Like, honestly. Because if somebody with big pockets touches me, I don't think I'm retaliating, bro. If you got big pockets, don't hit me. I'm definitely suing you. Like, I'm suing the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? Because unless we made an agreement to duel. If we made an agreement to duel, it's different. But, like, if we didn't and you sock me, or even if you hit me first, yeah, I think, because that's who always loses the battle in court, the richer one, unless you really started the beef.
Yep.
But for the most part, people with money feel like, they can get away with a little bit more. And then you got people with money that be real, like they Donald be pussy. Trump? What? Well, I feel bad for him, though.
Yeah, like 91 and...
Nigga, I feel bad for him, though. They coming after that man. They coming after that man the way. I don't know. Like, when you think about it, economically, what he was.
Sneakers?
Economically, it bugged out because he has created so many buildings in New York, right? He's done. Yeah, his money in New York is valuable, in my opinion. So what they're doing to him by hurting his money, it's
$355 million.
It's like, it's crazy. And then in order for him to appeal, he got to pay to an appeal. And then it's crazy. It's crazy, yo. It's amazing that it's amazing that you got people that are absolutely terrible for our government, just terrible people for our government, outdated. Their values are old. They're racist. Mm-hmm. They're like, certain things just shouldn't even be questioned. And yet you're trying to come after a dude that actually the United States thrived when he was in presidency. That actually people had some fear when he was a president of the United States. Now you think anybody's afraid of Joe Biden? We don't even know if that man's really alive. That might be a machine.
I think they were just like, he was such like doing a whole bunch of crazy shit. Like everybody's fear factor was on high with Trump. That when Biden came along and started running, it's like, okay, we need something a lot more calm now because we're all up fucking here with Trump that we need somebody way down here.
Yeah, but that's, listen, the United States.
We could have been a war with Australia, North Korea.
The United States of America we are known for our power. Like when we step in, watch out now, right? And there's a reason for that. And it's always been because of our leader. Whether it's Bush, now I'm saying I agree with niggas' policies. Whether it's Bush, whether it's fucking Obama, Trump, these have been presidents that other countries were scared of. We were Kennedy. These were presidents other countries were afraid of. To the point where they get assassinated, right? Mm-hmm. Biden has been, I don't know if he's alive. Like, we really, America, he's fallen. He's tripped. He's slipped. He can't talk. He names people that are dead. He's talking about people that are dead. If that's not a sign that man might be dead, like, I don't know what is a sign. And that's how other, when you see Putin, who he just sat with. He just had an interview with, Putin just had an interview with, Tucker Carlson? Is it Tucker Carlson?
Well, yeah.
It was?
Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin, yeah.
They just had and Putin came at Tucker like, yo, bro. Afterwards, he said, like, when they asked him about the interview, he was like, well, he didn't ask me the tough questions. You know, I expected more. You think this man being in another fucking country?
Yeah, you think he's going to ask you, like, hey, so what's going on with Ukraine? Why you keep killing him? He ain't going to ask that shit.
You think this man, this nigga's not going to ask that?
He allegedly killed, like, Alexei Navalny.
In a plane, right?
Poisoned him. And he was, like, the biggest freedom fighter of, like, fuck Putin.
So, look, you got a country. You got a country that's all the way over there that's really not that far. We're actually connected by like Alaska and all that shit. There's a little land bridge that actually, like, when the water goes down, you could swim or something like that to Russia. I think it's like 10 miles. It's the very tip or whatever. So you literally have a point of entry where a person can just come over. There's only one little town on that border, right? You got a point of entry there. You think if this dude isn't hesitating to kill his adversaries, because he blew up a plane before, killed the dude, poisoned somebody, you just said. Like, this dude is not, he don't hesitate to kill his adversaries. And now you got little old fucking Biden.
Now he'll poison them, and if they survive, he'll try to poison them again.
I think he knows the truth. I think he knows Biden's not really, I think he knows that that's a face. Now they're talking about Michelle Obama's, there's a chance Michelle Obama's coming in if Biden is medically unfit to do it. She might come in.
You mean Kamala Harris?
Yeah, no. Michelle Obama.
Why would she do that? What? She goes to the vice president.
What?
When the president can't.
No, she's going to run if Biden can't.
Oh, I thought you meant like now.
She's going to run if Biden can't. Well, if Biden can't go for the next election, she's going to take his place if he drops out for medical reasons.
She's not going to win. Against Trump? Nigga. No. Against Trump? No.
I don't know.
The society we live in, a woman will. You know why Biden won? There will never be a woman president.
You know why Biden won? Because Biden sat there and said, "You're not black if you don't vote for me." Yo, I think Michelle Obama had the black vote. I think it'll be a fine line.
So you get most of the minority vote.
Look, but that's exactly what Obama did. Trump, and look what Obama did for us. Obamacare. Trump, look how many hurt people. What makes you think his wife is gonna do any better job? I got nothing against her. But truthfully, she hasn't been
Trump didn't win the popular vote.
What?
Bush didn't win the popular vote either. They weren't like popular presidents.
I know. But they did their job.
I mean, I just hate Joe because he screwed over Bernie. Because I wanted Bernie to win.
But they're not going to put Bernie in there. Bernie's too out there. Like, I could truly see Trump and JFK Jr. P and VP. Right there. P and VP.
Oh, yeah, he's still choosing his VP.
P and VP. What are you talking about right there?
Tucker Carlson.
Nah, nigga. I don't want a guy that's so, like, that has the media on his mind at all.
That's what he wants.
You know, like, yeah, but...
He can't stop talking about him. He's always in the media.
I guess so.
He's always on CNN, Fox News.
But you don't have to... You don't need that person. Your actions will do it itself. Yeah, that's a good president.
What better person than the guy who has media by...
Because once he wants
to
turn...
He's Elon Musk. Come on. Elon Musk loves the fuck out of Tucker Carlson.
I got you.
No, he always promotes him, shares him to his... Almost, what, two? He has, what, 200 million followers on Twitter or some shit? Of course. That's the perfect guy you want as vice president.
I guess
control
so.
Control the mind.
Yeah, but, yeah, I get, no, yeah, that's power there. But you also want a guy that has that looks the part. You want a gentleman that looks the part, too. You know, nice, fit, strong. In his resume, it's all about, like, health. You know, his call it what you want. You know, JFK Jr. comes from a lineage of, you know, really good people that did their job politically. You know,
I mean,
but
Tucker came from the Swanson family.
No, I get it. What, the chicken?
The TV dinners. You know, Tucker's full name is Swanson McNear Carlson.
Yeah, I don't really know anything.
Speaking
about
of which, I actually just saw something this morning about how TV dinners revolutionized in the 50s because that was never like always like, you know, a thing.
Of course.
Then, like, it was the Gilbert Swanson and then like Vernon Stauffer.
Okay.
You know Stauffers? They were like having heated, but Swanson was like, you know, he came out with it first. But then Stauffers came a little bit later and started dominating because microwaves, compatible microwaves. Because back then, microwaves were fucking huge. It'll be like a fridge. That'll be like a microwave, the size of that shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
And they had to make them like, that's how, but they're going to have a first small... Compact microwave. Uh-huh. And the reason he even came up with a microwave is because during World War II, a nigga had a
Chinese
large pocket.
This is his grandfather, right? I would assume. Tucker's grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the only reason he even came up with a microwave is because a nigga had a chocolate bar during the war, and it was near, like a micro radioactive wave
and
tower.
And it cooked it?
And it started melting in his pocket.
So he, yeah.
So he's like, why does this shit happen? And he thought of the concept for microwaves.
Well, people, there's always been crazy theories of microwaves. Like, you shouldn't look at them. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't stand next to them.
No.
Because what it's doing, it's cooking the water molecules in...
Your body.
In
the food. That's why, like, what they put in, like, for TV dinners, because what they were trying to figure out is more than just keeping it frozen, because it's like, okay, it freezes, but how can we give it to you while it's still frozen?
And fresh.
So, okay, yeah, the concept of freezers came, but it's like, okay, when we ship it out, they put it in the store, put it in a freezer truck, freezer everything. How long does it take before the expiration date? Because if it's frozen, it usually lasts a lot longer, so they had to came out with expiration. It's a very interesting story how the TV dinners were made. It was really dope. I saw it this morning.
I survived on them, bro. My parents, when them shit were like...
Did.
When them
Hungry
shit
Man's?
Like, yo, what? Yeah, well, I survived on them, bro.
The
friend,
fried chicken?
Be like 15 of them joints in my freezer.
Had some of the corn in the brownie section?
Like, that's that lazy parents don't want to cook shit, though. Yep. You know what I mean? That Salisbury steak used to hit when you hungry.
Celeste pizzas, Elio's, Stauffer's banquets. Mm-hmm. Nigga.
You used to be mad when you finished the mashed potatoes.
Nigga. I would eat 4 TV dinners and still have room for dinner.
Well, they weren't meant, they kind of weren't meant to fill you up, I guess, though. You know what I mean? Like, because I never understood people who bought, like, the little Stouffer's or, like, the little ones, like a little lasagna. I'm like, nigga, what's that for? That's not going to fill you up.
That came from, well, because of Stouffer's, we have Lean Cuisine. Lean Cuisine was, like, a revolutionary thing for, like, all TV dinners. Like, oh, you could have healthy TV dinners.
Well, that was almost like a given. You know what I mean? If you're going to do it one way, I'm surprised they don't have vegan TV dinners. And they got Presbyterian TV dinners. And, like, you know, like, obviously, if there's a market for it, When it comes to food, see, that's why I love the commodity of food. We make it into an art. You know what I mean? Like, even a TV dinner is a perfect art. Small proportions of food, you freeze up. You know what I'm saying? You can have at your leisure. Like, we turn food into an art. I went to a fucking spot to eat yesterday, a Cajun spot, and yo, every single piece of the fucking fish was cooked exactly properly, yo. Everything was, I was like, impressed? Wow. What?
You were impressed?
I was very impressed because, you know, you always take a gamble when you eat seafood outside. Like,
you eat seafood outside.
Hell yeah, yo. Like, and it's only because they do it, you know, unless that seafood place is busy, you don't know how long they have their stuff there before they're serving it. I always get paranoid because, you know, lobsters and oysters and crabs, and they eat shit, guys. They eat shit.
A lot of shit.
A lot of shit. They're the ones that clean up the dead bodies. They're the ones that eat, you know, so you're eating that. If you don't get that fresh or cooked properly, I've been sick before from seafood, bro. I've been sick before until a point where it was like food poison sick. So I always get paranoid when I eat seafood outside. So I will congratulate that place last night. What else you got on the agenda, yo-yos?
I don't...
Being for an hour 10.
Hour and 10? I think that's mostly right.
Anything coming up this week? Oh, you're going to be on...
I'm going to be picked 11 in the morning of around 7:30. So if you're going to work or you want your Pix 11 morning app on the phone and TV, I'll be there doing some yo-yo stuff. So I am going to be off work tomorrow. What else is we? Oh, next Wednesday is my birthday.
Holla.
So I'm going to be 36.
Holla.
36.
Holla.
So I just got to get through this week. Now I'm off all next week. I'm just chilling. But definitely want to try to map out like doing some... You know, try to do more music, try to do like maybe some creative stuff with like the clothing line, like just get that all in order. So when the spring comes and the summer starts hitting, I have everything kind of prepared. You know, I have a bunch of ideas. Albums pretty much, I just got to fix up like three more songs and then we're in mix and mastering mode. So definitely looking really bright.
Yeah, every time you edit your notes, it pops up on my phone. I'm like, oh, he just left the studio.
Oh, that's what happens?
Yeah, you shared your notes with me, so I'm part of it.
Oh. I thought you meant like you could see my text in real time.
Yeah, on your notes? Nope. If you write something right now, I can see it in real time.
Wait, let me see that shit.
I'm shared with you.
So you guys have seen my updates of all the things that I put.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You want me to read it back to you?
What was like... All right, so I just did something now.
Shared notes. Recorded Thursday. On a Wave, Dead Man featuring... Let me see. You just wrote When Pigs Fly was the last thing. Record edited. Yeah, you just edited it.
Oh shit! I didn't know that.
Wow. Ah, I got power.
I mean,
just... look. I can even write here too. Look.
Wait.
Look.
Wait, write something. This is like brand new information. I never knew you could. That was going on. Wait, wait.
All the way at the
bottom. Oh shit. There it is. There's new edits. Oh, shit. That's crazy. Damn, so you know my whole fucking plans.
Yeah, I got all your plans. Ah.
Wow. So you can see all 34 of the songs. So all the songs, you can actually see what songs I got to fix and everything. But you see how organized it is? You see how neat everything is?
No, he's hype.
But you see how neat everything is? And with little notations what I got to fix? It ain't that much. The main one's just going to be number 19, which is hell, because that's the one that's going to be a huge SOB to fish. Everything else, I could wait till later. But after that song, Hell, Fixing Up Salvador Money, and the last album, Freestyle, I'm pretty much done.
That's what I'm talking about. Yo, don't be deleting my text.
I don't want to know you there. Now I know you there.
Because, yeah, I'm going to keep fucking with you with that.
don't wake up like, what the fuck does nigga put in my notes?
Yo, welcome out, yo-yos. Oh shit, that's fucking hilarious.
Thank you all for watching. Oh, happy birthday, Howie.
Happy birthday.
Yo, that's the bro. Shout out to you. Very valuable access to the Coalition family. Shout out to you being a great father, great wife. Interesting fact about him. He lives right next door to Willie Nelson.
That's awesome.
That's freaking dope.
That's crazy.
Next door, neighbors. Because we went to I think it was a baby shower, like when he had his child. And we go to the front, and I'm sitting there, we're all talking, like we're about leaning on my car, and this dude pops out of the house, and I'm like, they look a lot like Willie Nelson. And he's like, yeah, that's Willie Nelson. He's my next door neighbor. I'm like,
oh, he lives in Manhattan?
In Inglewood.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
I didn't mean to dox you, sorry. Yeah, I didn't get that. Kind of just a... I didn't get the location where.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Inglewood.
I didn't. It could be Inglewood, California.
California, no, it is.
Yeah, California. Yeah, California. Yeah. There's mad Inglewoods all around America. I mean, there ain't no location. Anyway. Have a good Sunday. Peace, love, and yo. See you all.
Later, y'all. I'll see you later, y'all.